The DNR board has endorsed spending nearly $11 million in state stewardship money to acquire almost 1,000 acres of the Rainbow Springs property in Walworth and Waukesha counties. Rainbow Springs failed as a resort complex, but two golf courses remain open. Local officials and state conservation groups are pleased with the idea of eventually closing the courses, restoring the land, and making it part of the Kettle Moraine State Forest Mukwonago River Unit. Rebecca Smith of the Nature Conservancy says that river is one of the cleanest streams in southeastern Wisconsin.
It has an extraordinary variety of rare fish and mussels, and it's just really beautiful area, and it's very unique in our state, and to have something so close to Milwaukee.
Smith acknowledges $11 million is a lot of money, but she says protecting land in the southeast part of the state isn't cheap. Hunting groups are also backing the purchase, as long as the state lives up to promises to allow hunting, fishing, and trapping on the Rainbow Springs property. But Al Phelan of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation says the purchase should also trigger the DNR to spend more on land restoration.
With a lot of the public land, there's insufficient funding to do the habitat work that's required. We just want to make sure that the department has adequate funding to do that habitat work and to do the management of the properties that they own.
DNR Deputy Secretary Pat Henderson says land management is a concern, but adds the department is looking at a lot of needs over the next 2 years. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.